Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I want to make a couple announcements. The new Bible challenge and prayer is coming out. I'm going to start sending it out today and Wednesday and so forth. If you would like to be on that list to receive it, you can message me on surrenderministries.info. It has a chat box on it. If you click the link in my bio, it will take you to multiple platforms I host a podcast on. On those websites, you can use any of the messaging service to message me and say, hey, I would like the Bible challenge, or hey, I would like the prayer of the month. It's free of charge. So all you have to do is just say, hey, I need it, and I will send it out. Also, the new 5 Minutes with God is out. It's Matthew 5 and 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Also, the new devotional is out and ready. It's coming from Romans 6 and 21, what benefits do you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Romans 6 and 21, the subject is benefits of righteousness. We have a new memory verse of the week, which is Proverbs 18 and 10. The name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. If you are looking to send me your prayer requests, or like I said, have any questions about the devotionals or questions about something you're studying about, you can message me at any platform. Like I always tell people, give me 30 minutes, maybe not even that long, and send it to me. If you would like to receive devotionals sent out to your home weekly, just let me know. I will send them out. I don't send them out one at a time, but I send them out weekly. I have about 26, 27 jails I send to, plus different businesses I send to. And so you could be added on that by Thursday. So please let me know, free of charge. If you like anointing oil, prayer cloths, all that's free of charge. Just message me and say, hey, I like a prayer cloth. Hey, I like anointing oil. We can do that. I can do that as well. Just let me know. Like I said, all of it is free of charge. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to bless our day. Father God, help us to be prosperous in our day. Father God, help us to have favor in our day. Father God, help it to pour upon us. Father God. Father God, we thank you for the big blessings and the small blessings. Father God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Father God, Father God, we thank you for everything. Father God, and blessings aren't measured by big or small, but I know some people measure from big to small, but Father God, all of them are blessings. We thank you for, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to forgive us of any sins we've done knowing and unknowingly, Father God. Father God, we also ask you to forgive us if we offended the Holy Spirit in any kind of way, Father God. Father God, today we give you our heart. Every day we give you our heart. We give you our mind. We give you our soul, Father God. We give you everything. We ask you to change us, make us better, Father God. Father God, help us not to sin intentionally. Father God, help when we get to this moment of someone enticing us with the flesh, or we get enticed with the flesh by our own desires. Father God, help us to say no. Help us to stay walking in the light, Father God. Father God, cover us in your blood from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Father God, we thank you for watching over us as we sleep at night, Father God. Father God, we praise you for everything, Father God. We thank you for our salvation, Father God. We thank you for looking down and showing us so much love, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to bless our homes, Father God. Bless it with peace, Father God. Bless our jobs with peace, Father God. Watch over the people that are delivery drivers, they're Walmart drivers, UPS drivers, FedEx, Uber, Lyft, any of those people, Father God, cover them in your blood. Anyone that's working at a customer service job like Walmart, Costco's, Walgreens, CVS, Father God, Family Dollar, McDonald's, Burger King, Subway, any of these places, Father God, we ask you to put your hands over them, Father God. People are so aggressive nowadays. People are so cruel nowadays. And Father God, we ask you to watch over us while we go back and forth over to our jobs, Father God. Help us to deal with people that are kind to us, Father God. Even when we have to deal with the rude people, Father God, help us to be able to deal with them where they at, Father God. Help us to see that it's a spirit in them that they're toting. And Father God, we block and blind and counsel that spirit in Jesus' name. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of rejection. We rebuke the spirit of memory recall, Father God. Rebuke the spirit of disappointment, rejection, suicide, bitterness, malice, perversion, lust, gluttony. Father God, we send those things to the back to the pits of hell, Father God. We rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease, Father God. We send it back to the pits of hell, loneliness, Father God. Father God, right now, we ask you right now to touch these people that are dealing with loneliness. Touch these people that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, Father God. Watch over the people right now, Father God. Help them to be able to know that they can come to you for comfort. They can come to you for healing, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch these people right now, Father God. Father Father God, watch over the people that are in the hospital rooms, cancer victims, people that's in the psych ward, Father God, women that are giving birth, kidney dialysis, Father God, anything like that, Father God, we ask you to touch these people right now from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Father God, watch over Corey. He said, I want to hear his voice. Father God, I ask you to touch Corey. I ask you to open his ears so he may hear you. Corey, if there's any sin in your life, put it before God and ask him to forgive you. Father God, we ask you to allow him to hear your voice at your timing. Father God, watch over Elgin, A-N-G-L-I-N. He said he has organ problems. Father God, touch his organs. Father God, you're the one that created him. And we ask you right now to touch him right now, Father God. Remove any sickness or disease that's going on within him in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Cassidy. She said, my kidneys are in pain. Father God, like I said earlier, Father God, touch the people that are dealing with kidney problems, kidney stones, dialysis, kidney pains, Father God, delaying of urination, Father God, UTIs, anything like that, Father God. We ask you right now to touch them right now, Father God. Help them to be relieved from that pain, Father God. Father God, rebuke the spirit of torture and pain off them in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Francis. He said, I need help with money. Father God, touch his finances, Father God. Help him to find a job if he don't have a job, Father God. Help him to get on unemployment if he can, Father God. But Father God, if it's simply him, he needs to go to work, Father God, put him on a nice job. Have him put P in front of Pat to go to these different places and for a job interview, Father God. Father God, we just thank you so much for everything, Father God, that you're doing his life, Father God. Bless him with a nice home and a nice family, Father God. If he have a family, Father God, bless their finances as well, Father God. Father God, watch over Carl. He said, I have cancer. Father God, touch Carl. Touch him in a mighty way, Father God. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of cancer off anyone. Rebuke the spirit of cancer, fear, and pain in Jesus' name. We send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, watch over Timothy. He said, I need a new job. Father God, I don't know if he don't like his job or he need a job. But Father God, we ask you right now, whatever's going on with the job, if you want him to leave it, show him. If you want him to stay, show him. Father God, open his eyes so he may hear you. I mean, open his eyes so he may see you. Open his ears that he may hear you, Father God. Father God, watch over Jason. He said, I have slow brain activity. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke that spirit of disease off his mind right now, Father God. Rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you cannot have his brain. In the name of Jesus, we claim playing peace. In the name of Jesus, we claim healing in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Ruby. She said, I'm depressed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, rebuke the spirit of depression. Rebuke the spirit of anxiety off Ruby. Father God, I ask you, whatever is causing her to be this way, whatever is causing her to be anxious, whatever is causing her to hate her life and want to take her life or anything of that sort, or just being depressed in general, Father God, we ask you to remove it and send it back to the pits of hell. If there's anyone that's bringing that spirit around her, Father God, we rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Richard. He said, I'm losing my marriage. Right now, Father God, there's so many marriages that are breaking. Father God, I should touch every one of them. Father God, I should touch his marriage, Father God. I ask you to help them to communicate, Father God. He'll ask you to help them to love one another. Ask you to help them come back together as one, Father God, if it's in your will, Father God. Father God, watch over Candace. She said, I need a miracle. Father God, I ask you right now to touch her, Father God. Wherever she needs a miracle in, Father God, we know that you're in a miracle-making business. And Father God, we thank you for the miracle you're going to put over her life and over anybody else's life, Father God. Father God, bless people with a job. Touch their body if they're in pain. Bless their finances, Father God. Cure them of cancer, Father God. Give them a miracle, Father God. Father God, we know you'll do things in your time and your season. So Father God, we thank you, Father God. Father God, help us to be patient. Help us to be faithful, Father God. Help us to look to you, Father God. Help us to run to you like a fortified tower, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everyone that came and sent their names in, Father God. We actually watch all the people that are listening and reading the devotionals and listening to the noonday prayer. Father God, actually touch them in a mighty way in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. This is the last day on our prayer. Heavenly Father, I love victory. I have victory in you. Please let me receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I ask you to reign in my life, Lord. Let your word increase in my life. Please bless me in all my increases, Lord. Please help me stand firm in you. I ask that you open my eyes to wondrous things out of your word. In the name of Jesus, I bind and rebuke ungodly forces operating against me. I ask you to baptize me with the holy fire. Lord, take your authority over every demon that is released against me and my family. Lord, I will rest at night because your peace resting in my life. I ask you right now, Lord, to break every and all generational spirits operating behind a curse. In the name of Jesus, you have no legal right to operate in my life. I bind and blind any spirit in Jesus' name. I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember to read Proverbs 30. If you have time, please read Proverbs 31. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Oh, I almost forgot something. I'm so sorry, y'all. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, eyes and ears to be open. Remember to pray for anyone that is lacking in food, sleeping sicknesses, and pneumonia. Okay. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.